Jim Spirey, it's March 17th, 2012, forward operating base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a Marine who's pretty experienced in making sure these things stay afloat. Tell me what your name is, sir.
Staff Sergeant Derek Ray, John.
Staff Sergeant, how long have you been in the Marines?
A little over 9 years.
And how old are you?
28.
And where do you call home?
Home is Florida.
Florida, what part?
South Palm Beach area.
Oh, so like there's no ocean out here, right? I haven't seen an ocean. There's a lot of sand, but no ocean, right?
Correct.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. They don't like the water around here,
it
I suppose.
Doesn't look like the brochure they showed me.
Not at all.
Tell me a little bit about your job. I see you out there on the flight line a lot. What is your job?
Basically, I'm a helicopter mech. I work on powertrains, rotors, and related systems. And our job is to remove and replace defective components to get the aircraft safer flight and taxi in and out aircraft to ensure everything is safe as far as the ground side is concerned.
And the aircraft that I see you involved with are the Cobra and the Huey, right?
Correct.
Which one do you like better?
Personally, I like the Hueys better.
And tell me why.
Well, first of all, the air crews are a lot better. You have the pilots, they are a little more humble, being that they have enlisted guys in the back of their plane, so they interact with us a lot more and are a little more humble compared to the Cobra pilots, who are just with officers and themselves.
These helicopters do really critical missions. They're in support of infantry guys on the ground, and I see them really busy around here. Your job is to make sure they keep flying, right?
Correct. That's exactly what we do.
When they're on, I see you guys moving real quick, but orderly. It's like a well-oiled machine. How do you maintain all that going on?
Well, basically, when we're back in the rear in the States, we go through extensive training and make sure our guys get the right qualifications that they need to perform the job out here. And when we're out there on those missions, we try to simulate it as best as possible to the way we're going to operate out here to get them prepared for when we come out here. So when they come out here, they could perform the way they're performing.
Now, you've been in 9 years. Have you always been involved in the aviation side of things?
I have. On the first 3 years on my second enlistment, I went to be an MOS instructor. So I did that for 3 years. That was the only time that I haven't been in a deployable unit. Other than that, I was a previous gunfighter on my first enlistment, and I'm back here now.
Now, as they say, this isn't your first rodeo. You've been deployed before. Where have you been?
My first deployment was Okinawa, Japan. I did 2 combat tours to Iraq. Then I went to that non-deployable unit for an MOS instructor, and now I'm here in Afghanistan.
What years were you in Iraq?
05, 06, and 07.
So, you know, busy time and hot weather. Comparing this mission here in Helmand Province in Afghanistan to the rest of your career, how does it compare? Like, what's the difference between this mission and the others?
As far as our side of it is concerned, we really have the same mission, and that's obviously to support the guys on the ground, give close air support to the CASAVAC planes, and things of that nature. As far as the type of war it is, it's just different because it's a different enemy, per se. So they have different goals and different discipline, per se.
So you've been in all this type of environment, the hot weather. How do you fare well when it's 125 degrees? Have you adapted real well to this kind of thing?
Yeah, personally, I'd rather have it hot instead of cold. Growing up in Florida with all that heat and humidity, I'm a very much a tropical person, so I'd rather deal with this heat than the cold any day. I did not expect it to get as cold as it got out here, and I did not like the cold whatsoever.
Now, you've been in 9 years. They say 11 more to hit 20 in retirement. Do you think you'll continue in the Marines?
No, I think my time in the Marine Corps has come to an end. With all the deployment cycles and recently finishing my degree and the age that I'm at right now, I feel like I'm a little more marketable to the civilian sector. So I think I'm going to head that route and play my cards on the outside.
Speaking of playing cards, I was kind of watching you play cards with me the other day, and of course we were only betting peanuts and crackers, but it seemed to me like you lost a few peanuts and crackers.
A little bit, not too much.
Let's talk about the mission that you have here, working with the side by side with the Army Dust Off guys. How's that experience been with you?
That's been an awesome experience, especially the Dust Off guys here at Fob Eddy. They have a remarkable work ethic, and some of the courage that I've seen through some of their soldiers is just, you can't put it into words, some of the things that they've done for not only the local nationals, but for my fellow Marines on the ground and their fellow soldiers. And, you know, we have this whole this whole thing where, you know, the Marine Corps is the best, and, you know, a little trash talking amongst the other branches and things like that. But these guys hold the highest standard, and I would go to war with them any day.
It is a unique mission here. It's where everybody's really just on the same page, isn't it?
Absolutely. We all are here and want to go back in one piece, and that's the ultimate goal, to get everyone back home safe from a deployment. And, you know, we can't complete the mission without their support, and, you know, vice versa.
Final question. The next young person coming up, say he's 18 years old, wants to go into your field, what you've been doing for the past 9 years, what kind of advice do you give him?
The best advice I could give a young person wanting to be a Marine would be to have thick skin and don't take things personal. You know, you got to laugh and joke and have fun to make the work experience fun and to have the days go by. If you're not laughing and joking around with each other and teasing each other, then what is the point of working if you're miserable at work all the time? So if you can have thick skin and get through with it, that's the best advice I could give.
Very good. Listen, I really appreciate you taking time to talk with me. I know you're going to another place later on. Sure wish you safe travels, and thanks for what you've been doing.
Thank you. It was an absolute honor and pleasure.
This is Jim Sperry. It's March 17th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.